The survey found 66% of freshmen returned to the same school as sophomores in the 2007 to 2008 academic year. That's down from 68% the previous year and is the lowest percentage since 1989. Researchers say not all students dropped out, some may have transferred or taken time off, and they speculate the down economy may be a factor. UW System spokesman David Giroux says retention rates for UW schools are better than the national average. He says of the freshmen who started in the 2006 to 2007 academic year, about 80% came back for their sophomore year, and he says that's no accident.
A lot of our campuses have focused exclusively or in more intensively on their retention and graduation rates as a means of actually increasing our educational output.
Drew says much support comes outside of the classroom through advising and counseling, and adds they've focused on first-generation students. As for two-year public schools, the ACT survey found more students, 54%, returned for their second year, which is an all-time high. Morna Foy of the Wisconsin Technical College System says about 69% of their students returned in the 2007 to 2008 school year. She says they've customized programs for working adults and better publicized opportunities for tech school graduates.
In the last 5 years, our graduates have experienced wage increases over 8% a year. And that's even in a difficult economic period.
Foy says enrollment numbers are also up, with some campuses experiencing double-digit increases. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.